First reading is from Acts 3, verses 12 to 19. A reading from Acts. Peter addressed the people. "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us? As though by your own power or piety, we had made him walk. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." The word of the Lord. Today's psalm is Psalm 4. "Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You mortals, how long will you dishonor my glory? How long will you love illusions and seek after lies? Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call. Tremble then and do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed. Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Many are saying, 'Who will show us any good?' Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me rest secure." The second reading is from 1 John 3, verses 1 to 7. A reading from 1 John. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous." The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Luke chapter 24, verses 36b to 48. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. "Now Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, 'Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have.' And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, 'Have you anything here to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, 'These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled.' Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, 'Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. The Gospel of our Lord. I am a cradle Lutheran. I was baptized, confirmed, and married in my beloved home church of Trinity Sebastopol, Tavistock. I grew up with liturgy, that pattern of gather or welcome, meal, word, and sending found within the worship service. It was all I ever knew, and I was comfortable with it. Sometimes I admit that I would find it repetitive, but there is also familiarity in knowing what was happening each week. And in all honesty, I thought that every church and denomination had some form of liturgy within their weekly worship service. When I first met my husband Greg, he often questioned why the Lutheran Church had this elemental pattern or liturgy found within the service. He grew up in the Mennonite Church, where liturgy is not common. And he found our service to feel more formal and sometimes even rote. For many years, I could not answer his question on the Lutheran use of liturgy within the service. And admittedly, I began to wonder the same question. Why do we do what we do in worship each week? It was not until I attended Martin Luther University College that I began to learn and value the importance of liturgy, that pattern within our worship service. Now, some of you may be wondering where I am going with all of this. Why am I speaking about liturgy on this third week of Easter, where our gospel shares the story of Jesus appearing to his disciples after his resurrection? He had already appeared to Cleopas and another unnamed person on the road to Emmaus, and to Simon in the previous chapter of Luke. Our reading continues on today with the disciples who are talking about all that had happened in the past few days. Remember the emotions of the women at the tomb that I spoke of a couple weeks ago on Easter Sunday? Well, the disciples would have felt many of those same feelings. There would have been fear. What would the Romans think now that the tomb was empty? Had they even heard that the tomb was empty? There would have been anger. Their leader was dead, and now his battered and beaten body was missing. There would have been grief at the sadness of losing their beloved friend. And disbelief. Jesus couldn't be alive. Could he? If so, where is he? Suddenly, Jesus appeared and he is standing among them. He speaks to them, offering peace, and it leaves the disciples feeling, well, a little bit freaked out. In the Gospel of Luke, the disciples visited the tomb the day after the Sabbath, and they had seen that it was empty. So they knew that something had happened, that something was going on. But seeing a dead man appear in front of you and begin speaking to you, yes, that would be a little disconcerting. Did they shake their heads and rub their eyes, believing that a ghost was indeed standing in front of them? Did they feel an urge to flee the scene out of their fear? You see, we know the story. We know that Jesus was resurrected. But the disciples did not. They were living it, even though Jesus did foretell of his death and resurrection. But Jesus understands their fears and disbelief. He is patient with them, and he is loving with them. He reassures them by allowing them to touch his wounds. He then goes a step further, asking if they have any food to share, and he eats with them, further acknowledging the reality of his resurrection. So if we recap our gospel reading from Luke this morning, we read that Jesus appears and offers peace and welcome to the disciples. He shares a meal with them. He teaches, and shares the word with them, opening their minds to understand scripture. And then he sends them out to proclaim his name to the nations, beginning with Jerusalem. Do you notice anything familiar? If you read carefully, you can observe that there is something familiar in the actions of Jesus that is similar to our liturgy found in the weekly worship service. And I admit that I had never picked up on this before. I give thanks to Pastor Tanya and our Tuesday morning Bible study group for the revelation. At our weekly worship service, whether it be in person or online, we greet and we welcome one another. We listen to the word which opens our minds to the meaning of scripture in our context. We share in a meal, and then we are sent out into the world to be in mission for others, to share our love of God and show our love for our neighbor. The love, compassion, and teaching that Jesus showed to the disciples is the same love and compassion that is shown to us each week in our worship service. The disciples' world was out of control. They were oppressed. They were confused and afraid of what the future might have held. But they were not alone. God showed up in the person of Jesus Christ to comfort them, to feed them, to ease their troubled minds, and give them peace. When our world feels out of control, when we are fearful and afraid of what our future may hold, when we worry about disease and illness, financial obligations, and the myriad of other issues that happen within our lives, God shows up. God shows up in welcoming us. God shows up in the Word. God shows up in the bread and wine. And God shows up in sending us out to take care of one another, to calm one another's fears, to stand up for one another, for our neighbors who are oppressed, for our neighbors who are essential workers and not able to get a vaccine in a timely fashion. God shows up, allowing us to love one another as we are so dearly and completely loved. The familiarity of our liturgy brings us comfort in an ever-changing world. It offers hope and forgiveness, and it is filled with the gift of grace and the love of Jesus Christ, given to us through his life, death, and resurrection. It reminds us that the ugliness of the crucifixion had no power over the beauty and glory of the resurrection. It reminds us that God is alive and at work in our world, commissioning us to share the mission and gospel as witnesses of Jesus Christ. Jesus met the disciples where they were at, in the fear, in the anxiousness, and in the oppression of the times. Their minds were opened and they were transformed into something new. We too are met right where we are at. And we also have the opportunity to be transformed by the word, grace, and welcome of God expressed to us in the liturgy that brings us comfort and peace in these continuing times of uncertainty. Let it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day is from the ELW number 579, Lord, You Give the Great Commission.